Thanks, Baz, and good morning, Steve. The impeachment trial is underway, and as it gets started, the latest CNN poll shows 51% want Trump removed from office, 45% do not. However, 69% want witnesses to be heard and new evidence allowed to be introduced. Today is mainly a day of procedure, including are they really going to have arguments that go into the middle of the night? Are Republicans going to be able to block witnesses, including John Bolton, who is Trump's national security advisor, and has said he would testify. To boil down this issue, I'm using the statements of one man to give us both sides. First, we go back in time 21 years ago this month when Lindsey Graham, the senator from South Carolina, was one of the House managers, basically a prosecutor in the Senate trial against President Bill Clinton, and this was his position at that time.
In every trial that there has ever been in the Senate regarding impeachment, witnesses were called. You can have 3 days of lawyers talking to each other and basically bore everybody to death, but when you have a witness who was there, who was engaged in it, who was in the middle of it, telling you about what they were doing and why, it's a totally different case.
That is a similar argument that the Democrats are now making to have witnesses testify in Trump's impeachment. But now Graham is one of Trump's staunchest allies, and his opinions of this case seem a little different.
I'm really over with this. This whole thing is a joke. I am not persuaded by the quid pro quo argument. Nothing happened here. We're not going to impeach this president over this. We're not going to legitimize a hearing where you can only call Democratic witnesses. It's over. It's done for me.
There are 100 senators, and of those, 14 are Republicans that voted to convict Clinton. So if those 14 vote to acquit Trump, are they saying what Clinton did, lying about sex, is worse than what Trump has done, withholding aid to Ukraine until they agreed to investigate Joe Biden, his political opponent, and refusing to turn over evidence to Congress? Gentlemen, this is history being written.